That's it. Now it's Annalise.
Should we pray for Annalise? I just need some water and some prayer. Yeah.
Gosh. Annalise is going to drink water. Let's just pray. Annalise, we lift her up now, Jesus, to you, that you would make her words and her preparations so clear that we will understand what's been said through her by you. Lord Jesus, thank you for this time together. Amen.
Sorry. Just need to, not to trip on the animals. Okay. I don't know. Have you ever, who here likes Mr. Man stories? What happened with Mr. Fussy story? Can anyone tell me? What happened, Noah? Wait.
Forgot his name. He came around, then Mr. Fussy was really angry because he broke his front gate.
Yeah. What's the name of the cousin?
Forgot.
Where is he from?
Australia.
Yeah. So we like Mr. Man. And funny enough, the story of the nativity remind me of that. When Jesus comes, he brings, I don't know why the PowerPoint is like that. Pete, can you try to put the PDF I sent? Because otherwise the letters will be all jumbled up. No, it's not right. So, yes, let me go back to my notes. Don't look at that yet. Look at me now. Okay. When Jesus come, we watch today just a little bit of an example what happened when baby Jesus came to earth. It disrupted the innkeeper's life. It made the kings come out from whatever they came out from, following the star. And the shepherds had to come out of their way to come and worship Jesus. When Jesus comes to our lives, he brings. And when Jesus comes to our lives, he brings God's presence. Can you cover him, please? You go and cover him. Yeah, good. So when Jesus comes, he brings God's presence. In Matthew 1, verse 13, it says, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which is translated God with us. I'm going to ask you to translate something to me. Do anyone here likes chili con carne? Yeah? Show hands, please. Very, very chili or not? No. Not too chili for me. With Doritos? In our house, we have with Doritos. Okay. So I want to say that when Jesus came, he brought God's presence. Jesus is God con carne. Yes. He is God incarnate. What does it mean? It's so hard for children. How many times the kids said, "But where is God, Mommy? Where is God? We can't see him. How can we believe him?" So think about that. Jesus is God con carne. Jesus personified God's person in the body as a human. And he came to be God amongst us. Literally, yeah, God with us. Jesus feels everything we feel. He felt everything we felt. He lived, he got hurt, he got lost. He was cold, he was hungry, he fell over, he was silly sometimes. He was excited, he was poorly. He was fully human. Paul starts 1 Timothy book saying that Jesus is God, our Savior. He is Christ who gives us hope. He came down to bring us hope, love, life, and joy. He is God on earth. Amen? So the first thing that Jesus brings when he came down, he brought God's presence. The second thing that Jesus brought, he brought disruption. So when he came, it wasn't as welcomed as prophets would think or some wise people would think. He came and he messed things around because people expected one way, but God has his own plans, right? So when Mr. Fussy suddenly opened his door and his, I think it's Mr. Messy, that one, I don't know, Clumsy, came and said, oh, you know what to expect, okay? So with Jesus, it happened the same. Of course, they were like, who is this man? Who is he saying he is? When Jesus came to the world, to Mary's womb, it caused quite a big problem until Joseph understood that that baby was God's son. Then baby Jesus caused disruption to the animals in the stable. And when he was an older child, Mary and Joseph lost him in the temple and had to travel back to find him. Then Jesus caused trouble amongst the religious people because he didn't fit with the church at the time. When he was in Nazareth, in Luke 4, in his own town, actually, a group of people after he preached, Luke 4, walked out with him to the edge of the hill to try to, yeah, but he managed to dodge and run away. His own town, his own people. How can a man cause so much disruption? In Luke 12, he says, I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. I have a baptism in which to be baptized, and what stress I'm under until it's completed. Do you think that I come to bring peace to earth? No, I tell you, rather division. It's not a very Christmassy verse, is it? We expect all that sweetness of nativity and a silent baby, a quiet baby. But the truth is, whenever Jesus comes, he will cause some disruption. But that's part of the plan. So when we are ready to receive Jesus, we always say we need to be ready for Christmas. We need to get the Christmas tree up. We need to get the presents up. But one thing I wanted to phrase today, you don't need to be ready to receive Jesus. In that verse, we hear that Jesus had to do what he came to do, to establish a new kingdom, to save us, give us eternal life. For that, he was unfairly accused and killed, but he resurrected. And with his resurrection, he fulfilled all God's promises. When Jesus died, the disciples thought things were gone wrong. How could that happen? We thought we were going in the right way. We don't understand this. In 2 Corinthians 1, verse 12 says, for no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so, through him, the amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. Once resurrected, it feels like Jesus was playing games with the disciples. On the garden, he told Mary to tell others. He kept appearing and disappearing, like when he did with the two of his disciples in the road to Emmaus. Come on, I'll walk with you. Talk to them. Okay, yeah, I'll come and stay for a meal. When he broke the bread and the disciples looked at him, oh, it's you! And then he disappeared. Come on, Jesus. It's difficult to follow. It takes a bit of walking with Jesus. It takes a bit of time to get him. We don't know it all. Sometimes we go, Jesus, we don't get it. We've been walking all this way with you. We don't get it. But we need to trust that he's God, like the starhead. The starhead, the exactly place where it should be. That Jesus is our guiding light. Amen. Amen. So keep going. I'm on the third point. Okay. The change irritated the innkeeper on the play. Didn't they, children? What was the best thing the innkeeper wanted to do? What is his favorite thing? Sleep. And he couldn't do that. When he looked closer to that baby, he was overjoyed. What I want to say to you today is that don't just look at Jesus as the main event, the big thing. He is the big thing on Christmas. But don't forget to look at him as the very thing you need. We worry about people and if they're going to get the presents they need or if it's the things they need. But don't forget to look at Jesus. Whatever answer and question you have, he will be your answer. He's here. He came to fulfill your very need. I'm not talking about Christmas list. Jesus is a present that will fit everyone's needs. It is hard to find good presents sometimes. For example, when Jesus talked to the Samaritan woman, he knew that she went there to get some water. But Jesus used that to say, I've got more than that. I can give you water. I can give you a bit more of money. I can heal you straight away. But I've got more to you. Jesus offered that woman a water that she would never be thirsty again. So sometimes, and we were talking to Bob, sometimes in our prayer, we are asking for a little thing. We are asking, God, if you only you give me that. God, if only you give me this. But we need to be aligned with the Spirit. We need to go know what God's promise and purpose is for our lives. So we need to read the Bible. We need to be aligned with what God planned for us. Salvation, eternity, and many other add-ons. It's a bundle of peace and joy and love. He has the gift of salvation and eternal life for all. But for you, just for you, what is it that he brought? Jesus was a specialist in the details. You know, and you remember the story when Mary Magdalene came and she didn't have anything else. So she used, well, it was Mary Magdalene, wasn't it? The perfume? Or was just Mary? It was Mary Magdalene, wasn't it? Please help me. Yes? Yes. Okay. Yes, I thought it was. Anyway, and she just dropped off the most expensive perfume on the floor. And people didn't get it. You know, how many times people say, I might say to you as well, what are you doing? You're spending all your life helping people or in church or doing this or that. People don't know our own relationship with God and what it's worth. But God is like, he didn't reject. He didn't reject and say, no, Mary, I don't want that perfume. You can sell that and give it to the poor. No. He wants that present. He wants that closeness with us. Can we have the next slide, Lee? Keep going. Yes. So the interesting thing is that baby Jesus, he didn't stay a baby. He grew up. He joined society. He did things he had to do, and he's a man. He became a man, and he fulfilled all he had to do to save us. And today, our prayer will be, Jesus, come. Come and interrupt me. The Bible says, to us a child is born, a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. He covers it all. There is a video that we're going to watch now, and it's done by Jacob Collier. If anyone heard of Jacob Collier, he's a very creative musician. And this song is called Little Blue, and he wrote this song about a little cuddly toy he had when he was a... What? No, what? Yeah, he did. He was saying that when he was a child, he always carried a little toy with him. Anyway, so in this song, oh, by the way, Jacob Collier is not related. He said he wrote that song to talk about connection, to talk about that those that really love you. Oh, can I? Do you want it back? He was crying, though. Put him back. Put him back. Okay, Jacob Collier said he wrote that song to talk about connection, to talk about those that you love are never too far away from you in all the little ways you can get home. Do you get inspired sometimes when you hear a music that sometimes it's not even Christian, but God really talks to you? So this song did that for us and for our family. So I wanna invite you to watch it with me. And of course, he's singing his own song, his own lyrics. But for me, it just showed the thirst and the the need that every human being has and everything that, that they seek throughout life. And for us, that's the beauty of being a follower of Christ, that all the needs are fulfilled in Jesus and always available. The table is served, you know, for whoever needs. So please watch this video with me, but do it as a prayer. He's going to be singing Little Blue. For me, it would be maybe Little Baby Jesus or baby, you know, God. Let's watch it.
Little blue, be my shelter, be my cradle, be my womb, be my boat, be my river, be the stillness of the moon. If I could, I'd go with you to a place I never knew. In your eyes, so dark and open, there's a light that leads me back to you. 'Cause you're not so far away, I hear you say, you'll never walk alone.
Lord Jesus, we worship you today. We thank you for the plans you've got for us. We thank you that you are more than what we need, and you are more than what we ask in you. So we just pray, Lord, come and interrupt us. Come inside our lives. Change things. Be with us today. In Jesus' name, amen.